212 testing 1212. I think we're ready, doctor.
Let's do it. We're at Love University and we're in summer session. So everyone, yes, let's get the summer going and learn things that are fascinating.
Definitely with this heat, I think, you know what, it calls out for continuing the course. And more than ever, like, a lot of people look for that summer love, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, people want something, a break from the normal existence, you know. And we're actually going to talk about a certain kind of love today. It's very interesting. But it's going to be something that could be a little controversial for some people.
Oh, yes.
And we always like to delve into those kind of topics. And the topic is the cheater's mind.
Okay.
Okay. Why it happens, and how to deal with it.
Well, you know what? Just in the news recently, we've heard about the Kardashians, right? Like Rob.
Yes.
How he got just played out by this lady.
Yeah.
Black China.
Yeah, it just happened. And actually, another celebrity, actually a tennis pro who's married, he was showing up on Instagrams with a lot of different women.
Okay.
And people said, what's going on? And he said, well, no, basically, these are fans. I'm taking pictures with them.
Oh, so that's how he was dressing it up as.
If it's true. I mean, we don't know.
Yeah. So, well, this guy's slick, eh?
I guess, yeah. But, I mean, the idea of cheating, you know, can encompass a lot of things. Not just romantic sexual, but it could also be, you know, cheating on exams or cheating in, you know, your taxes. I mean, you know, basically the shortcut. You know?
So it kind of creates a person that's a cheater in love, creates that culture within himself to continue to be a cheater in every other realm?
It can be, or maybe they have that particular mentality in certain areas and not in others. I mean, it could be an overall personality style. And to make sure we know what we're talking about, we have a little quiz, Nachin.
Okay.
I know you love your quizzes.
Okay? Oh, yes.
So I'm going to ask you right now, and I want you to be fully forthright with me, okay? Tell me the situation. Okay. And if you're listening at home, you know, you can write these answers down. So the cheater's mind.
Here
it is. Question number one, okay? Your partner's away for the weekend. And there's a person you really are attracted to, and they want to, you know, spend time with you romantically. What do you do? Do you say no, have a partner, or do you actually say yes?
The old me would have said, hell yeah, let's make it happen. Okay. But the new me, honestly, I feel like there's no necessity for it.
Okay, so you're a reformed cheater, what you're saying.
I would say that, yes.
Okay, all right. Question number
one. Completely, yeah.
Okay, I got you now. Okay, number two, you walk down the street. And you're with someone who looks, and you see someone who looks better than the one you're with. Do you grab your partner, you know, and hug her and walk away? Do you go to the bathroom secretly and try to talk to that person? Or do you take a little glance and walk away?
I take a little glance and walk away.
Okay.
Because I don't think there's anything wrong with watching, you know?
Okay. So you look but don't touch. Okay. All right. Question number three. You're lonely one night. Your partner's at work. And your ex comes over to your house wanting to get romantic. What do you do now? Do you say yes, you say no, or do you think about it?
No, I would definitely say no, just because I don't want to compromise anything. You know, I feel you go through those. I've done it. I've done it. I would actually be with two girls on the same day, like be with one in breakfast and then dinner with the other one.
Okay.
And just that's the kind of guy that I used to be because I thought it was fun.
Okay, so you've changed, you're saying, right? You're a different person. But at the time, you thought it was, I mean, exciting or fun. I mean, you saw a little bit of that. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, a nice-looking person that you're attracted to wants to be a friends with benefits, okay, and you do have a partner. What do you say? Yes, no, thank you, I have someone, or are you not sure?
I would have loved to a couple of years ago, but now I feel like, nah, what for?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, you're giving me interesting answers, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, now, question number five. Did you lie to some of these answers, Najim?
I'll plead the fifth.
Okay, all right. I see where you're going with this. Okay. So again, these are little questions, you know, but it does kind of indicate the mindset, you know, the cheater's mindset. So you ask yourself why, you know, why do people do this? And again, it's not just romantically, you know, people cheat on their taxes, you know, they take a parking space they shouldn't take. I mean, you know, people do this all the time. And some people think we live in a society of convenience. You know, people want the fast and easy route.
Right.
They want to, you know, break the rules and get to what they want. Number one, and they actually done studies, is feeling anonymous is one of the factors that actually make people want to cheat more. For example, they do a study with college students where they're in a dark room and they're able to, you know, do some kind of an exam or something and they can cheat on it and they get paid for the answers. They're more likely to cheat when they're in the dark room. Because they feel anonymous. Now, obviously, you know, people know they're there, but in their mind, you know, they're like anonymous, so they can feel they can get away with cheating. So anonymity.
It's kind of like thinking you're like a, I don't know, like in some sort of like superhero power mode where you can be like, okay, I'll get away with it. I can do it. I'm that badass.
Yeah, in some ways. I think about it, in dark times, at night, you know, sometimes there are riots, right? And people, you know, they rob stores, you know, and they get away with it. Or they feel like they can get away with it, right? Because it's dark. No one can see them. And that's kind of like the mass mentality, you know, the, you know, I'm going to do it because, you know, everyone's doing it. So that's one factor. Another factor is, interesting enough, a messy environment. You know, when you're in a place where there's graffiti and trash, people are more likely to cheat in that environment.
Why is that?
It's like they don't care about the social norms. Like, you think, well, this is all disintegrating anyway, so I'm going to just go ahead and break
the rules. It's art, bro. We're all hipsters, man.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to break the rules because, you know, it looks like it's a mess anyway. So messy environments can create more cheating in a sense.
Crazy.
Yeah. So those are factors like that. You know, another factor, when people tell you it's genetic. Now, sometimes it does say, okay, you know, you're a cheater because of genetics. You know, you're a man, for example. So you're actually reinforces you're more likely to cheat. Because you use that in some ways as an excuse, right?
That's a justification.
Exactly. It's an attribution, right? Because, you know, I'm genetically predisposed. I'm going to do it. But that may not be the case, right?
That sounds more like an excuse to get out of jury duty, huh?
Well, there you go. Yeah. Or out of duty from your wife, right?
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. And here's another one that's interesting. When you're tired, you're more likely to cheat more. So when your defenses are down, right, you know, like your moral code is, you know, not strong enough, maybe, you know, there's a parking space you shouldn't park in, a handicap space or something, you know, people might do that
right
when they're tired, you know, they're rushing, they're tired and things like that. Or maybe they're in a long flight or something like that, and they arrive and they meet someone, they might actually cheat with that person.
They're pretty much like at a point where, I don't care, whatever, I'm just trying to do something.
Yeah, they have no resources to really, willpower, right? We're talking about willpower, be able to say no, you know, I mean, I have a relationship or I have a situation.
Is that sometimes what happens when women cheat because they're not getting the attention from the guy and they feel like depressed and they feel down and they're like, hey, what the heck, why not? Or guys from the same thing.
It's possible. It depends on the person. If they're an emotional personality type, and we talked about the different types. Some people need that emotional connection and very strong with their partner, and some don't. Some people are very logical. You know, you're a good provider. You're good in bed. You know, you're a good talker. That's fine.
Other people, I accept.
Yeah, I accept. exactly. But some people, they need that emotional reassurance.
Okay.
You know, they're more emotionally connected. Some people might say they're needy, but you know, if you're a feeler, you just like that attention, and you know, male or female. So that could be that.
And sometimes that's one thing that we talked about in previous episodes. I mean, sometimes we don't know if we're dating a lunatic, and a lunatic doesn't mean that, I mean, it's bad. It just means that there are different personalities. But sometimes when you're dating somebody that's not your type, that's when things fail, and that's when you start getting stressed. Like, I remember, doctor, I used to be in a relationship, and I would get a lot of like stress balls. I would have to go get massages, and I didn't understand why till I let go of that relationship. Later on, like months after, I was like, God, man, I could have saved so much money.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're in the wrong relationship, I mean, we talked about the hara, right? That, you know, the gut feeling that we have, intuition is below your navel. It's an Eastern philosophy. Some people go against that. You know, like you realize I shouldn't really be with this person, but, you know, maybe I'm attracted to them or whatever it is externally, but inside is not right.
True.
But I continue the relationship, and then it feels more painful as it goes along.
Yeah.
And then maybe you do, you know, compromise yourself with someone else sexually, you know, or so romantically, you know, and you feel guilty about it. You know, so you go back and forth, you know, so that can be kind of a vicious cycle if we go into that scenario.
I honestly, at one point, I thought I was a masochist because I used to love the pain. I knew that it wasn't for me, but I felt like, yes, it can be. It can be.
Yeah, you try to think your willpower can change a bad relationship, but often it can't. You know, it's compatibility. It's a lot of factors.
So the key here, doctor, is to be honest with yourself, right? To see where you are in life.
Right, to see the kind of person you are. I mean, and also the environment that you're in, you know, does it affect you? Some people are very sensitive to the environments. You know, like we talked about the messy or dark situation. Some people get overwhelmed by certain situations, you know, crowds and noises and all that. We call the highly sensitive people. So they actually may react even more, you know, more to these environmental changes. Now, the other factor that's interesting...
It's turning off my phone because I'm getting texts.
From another lady or who knows?
No. Business as usual.
Okay, of course.
They want me to sell some tamales to them. Okay, cool. All right.
You got it. Okay. Now, here's an interesting point. Cheating reinforces itself.
Okay. How's that?
See, because when you start to cheat, for example, in a relationship, you start to come up with excuses, what we call rationalizations for why you're cheating, and then you keep doing it. For example, the classic married man tale, right? Well, my wife doesn't give me enough loving in the bedroom, and we have a cold marriage, and those, you know, so that's why I'm with you. So the more he says it to himself, the more likely he's to continue cheating and make it seem okay.
You know? It's like creating a lie to become a truth for yourself because you're so in such a reinforcement mode that you keep saying that it is.
Right. And rationalization is a psychological term that means coming up with reasons for why you do something, right? Oftentimes to justify why you did it, like you said, right? So, you know, I committed this act because, you know, my wife left me when I was, you know, or my mama didn't treat me right.
Kind of stuff.
So, and of course, it becomes easier as it goes along.
But, doctor, why do you think people are not honest from the get-go when they feel like they're not getting fulfilled in a relationship? Instead of talking to a partner, they go ahead and feel like doing the bad thing is better.
Yeah, because people want the easy way out. I mean, maybe it's scary to confront your partner, right, with these feelings that you have, you know, sexual feelings for someone else or whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. Or you want your cake and eat it too, right? We mm-hmm. have that mentality as well, right? You know, we think we can get away with all these different things. Mm-hmm. Remember the darkness, right? You know, this, you know, said in the good book, you know, what you do in the dark will be revealed in the light.
That's
but
true.
People think the darkness will be there for a long time. Mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about the light.
Yeah.
But eventually the light will come on, the light bulb, and you're going to be discovered, right? Or something's going to happen. She'll find that text, you know, she'll mm-hmm. find this or he'll find that, you know. And that's the issue. So those are the what we call the cheating factors.
Right.
Now, there are also anti-cheating factors. Basically, there are three factors that can determine whether you're not going to cheat. Mm-hmm. Number one is what we call self-reflection.
Okay.
You know, seeing that there's an outside source kind of looking at you, right, and seeing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So they've actually done studies. This is interesting in research studies where they have people that could cheat in, you know, different problems and things. And they put like an eye there. Mm-hmm. And they're less likely to cheat when there's an eye or a mirror mm-hmm. or even the Ten Commandments on the wall. So even though they're not religious, just having that there made them less likely to cheat.
Is that conscious, that emotional trigger that wakes them up and creates that conscious factor in their mind, right?
Yes, like, you know that something's looking at you, right? Some outside force, whatever you might, you know, God or whatever it might be, or, you know, morality. Mm-hmm. And it's somehow almost judging you, right? You know, if you do this.
You're going to.
Yeah, whatever it might be. And then you're more cautious, you know, and also mm-hmm. you're more self-conscious. Because mm-hmm. remember the dark idea, you know, when you're in the dark, you like lose track of anything that's going on, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you think you can hide. But now when the light comes on, you're like, oh my God, what am I doing, right?
Spotlight.
So you see that, exactly. Yeah. So that actually increases the likelihood that you're going to be more honest and not cheat when you have, you know, some eyes on you. Right? So I don't know
that's a good like way to not pay, you know, an alarm system. Just put the Ten Commandments.
I guess, yeah. Or in your bedroom, put some big eyes so your wife doesn't go out and cheat on you.
Yeah, or husband. Or some horns if they already did. Nah, just kidding.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. So one factor. Okay, another factor is basically if the cheater is different from you.
Okay.
Because, you know, the idea that, you know, we do what the group does, right? So many times, mm-hmm. you know, some people are cheating. You know, your buddies are cheating on their taxes. You might do it or in their business, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, if the one person is different from you, you're not going to cheat. So they actually done studies of college students where they had, you know, them do some kind of problem where they can cheat.
Mm-hmm.
They had one of the guys was actually from another rival school, and that was the cheater. And they thought, well, wait a minute. This guy's from a rival school. He's kind of weird and different. He's cheating. We're not going to do that mm-hmm. because we're different from that person.
Mm-hmm.
So when you perceive yourself as different from the so-called cheaters, you're mm-hmm. not going to cheat just because they do it.
So it's kind of going back to when we talked about the episode of fatherhood. It's like mm-hmm. upbringing somebody with those morals and values right from the get-go, letting them know, you know what, that is bad and this is good. And it's mainly based on experience, because we know that if you do wrong, eventually you're going to get caught, whether it's stealing, cheating, whatever you're going to do in society. Right. And you're trying to teach somebody, man, I guess, you know, teach them that there's another route.
Yeah, because remember we talked about, you know, putting stuff out in the universe, right? You know, mm-hmm. the energy that you put out, you know, you extend it out there, right? Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, if it's negative energy, you know, if you're, you know, cheating or hurting people, obviously it's going to come back to you. If you give, you know, give loving energy without expectation, then it's going to come back to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So all these things kind of revolve in different directions. Now, the final factor, this is the anti-cheating factor. This is maybe, I don't know, you know, you say you've changed as a person, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is what we call the moral code.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
People that have a strong moral code, it doesn't have to be religious per se, but people that believe, importantly, in, for example, conscientiousness,
mm-hmm.
They believe in compassion, they believe in honesty and fairness. Those people that rate those highly are less likely to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're in a dark place or a messy place, or even if they're tired, they're still going to hold on to their values.
That's their core. Like, I've noticed I had friends, and I've gone through it. I'm sure you've gone through bad times in life where you question your character. You question whether you should be like the rest and be an a-hole or be a bad person, you know, a cheater.
Right.
But the moment that I try to do it, mm-hmm. I feel like, no, I can't. I cannot be like the rest. If they do it, that's fine. But if I do it, I feel bad and I don't want to do it because I know how it feels to be on that end. And I don't want to make somebody else feel like that.
Right, exactly. Because you have what's called empathy, mm-hmm. Gene, and that's a very powerful tool because you know how other people feel, right? You can put yourself mm-hmm. in their shoes. So you say you've been cheated on, and mm-hmm. you know the pain, right? You know mm-hmm. it's a betrayal, right? You know, the betrayal of the trust.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of powerful feelings that, you know, that really attack you. So you sense that, you know, if I do it to someone else, you know, they're going to feel the same way.
Yeah.
And that empathy is extremely powerful.
But I didn't have it, doctor, in the beginning when I was in my 20s.
Right.
I went wild. I went crazy.
Right.
And throughout, you know, mm-hmm. recent years, man, mm-hmm. I wouldn't stop. And I got to a point where I felt like, yeah, well, it got boring.
Well, I mean, you know, you're, you know, in the self-centered mindset, right? You know, basically mm-hmm. it's, you know, your pleasure and, you know, getting away with stuff, you know. But at some point you start to realize there's more to that life than that, right? You know, there's right. a dynamic of connection mm-hmm. where what you do does return, right? It does revolve, mm-hmm. right? You know what I'm saying? So the energy that you put out will be returned in whatever form it is. So, yeah. you know, if you're cheating and hurting people and betraying them, you know, you're going to be betrayed as well, right? Yeah. You're going to be hurt.
Yeah.
Or on the other hand, if you start to love people unconditionally, mm-hmm. you know, give positive energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Develop a commitment and faithfulness, you know, then you're going to receive the same back.
Mm.
So it becomes a circle of love, a circle of truth.
It's like they say in that they're talking about the other day, I was watching a show on Discovery about Tesla, how he believed in mm-hmm. wireless electricity.
Right.
And you talk about energy, human energy. And
yes.
It's about being in that frequency, right? Like you right. creating that energy and you bringing that magnetism towards your life. Yes. It sounds a little weird. It sounds mm-hmm. a little nerdy. It sounds a little mm-hmm. scientific.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really think about it, you are what you think. So put your right. mind in that good frequency, and right. I think you should be
it's
okay.
Like a lot of people, you know, they use terms like law of attraction or positive thinking, whatever you call it. I mean, you know, these things have been really verified in many ways, you know, that, mm-hmm. you know, your mind, it does have that energy, right? You know, there's that almost like an attraction or repulsion as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can also repulse situations, right? You can push things away.
How do you do that? Is that like with the poker face where it just be neutral?
No, I'm saying with negative thoughts and negative energy, right? You know, so mm-hmm. you can actually push away good people. Push away good situations.
Oh, I see.
With negativity, right? You know, right. like, it's not going to work out. I don't trust people.
Yeah.
I've been hurt before. You know, so you try to attract people that will actually hurt you and will push you further away.
So you're going negativity to the other side instead of getting out of it and somebody's yes. giving you a hand and you think it's bad.
Exactly. Yeah. So you kind of push away. You repel, right? You push away yeah. the good things, you know, if you have the negative mindset. So the key yeah. is to reverse the energy. We talk a lot about mm-hmm. reversal in this show. Is that do the opposite of what you've been doing to get the opposite of what you've been receiving.
Yeah.
So if your mindset has been very negative and, you know, I can't do this, you know, I don't believe in people anymore, you know, reverse that. You know, mm-hmm. yes, I believe in the right people. I believe in myself or a higher power, whatever it is that you believe in,
mm-hmm.
and pursue that faith, right? You know, a lot of it is based on faith, you know. You have to take mm-hmm. a leap of faith, right? You know, like you're not sure what's going to happen,
mm-hmm.
but you know the good was going to come to you.
And that's something will come out of it.
And that's the optimist, right? The mm-hmm. optimist personality. Now, going back to this idea, so let's say, okay, so we know the cheater mindset a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. We know a little bit about what they do. What if you are being cheated on? Okay, now this mm-hmm. is where it gets very interesting, okay?
Oh, bro, you know what? I'm getting an attorney right now if that happens. Black China status.
There, exactly. It's going to get tough, right? I mean, it could, and honestly, it could be almost violent. You've heard of yeah. actually murder, suicide. You know, it's been,
oh,
very,
yeah, it's been crazy.
It's very ugly.
Look at the O.J. Simpson story.
Yeah, that story, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. children are involved. You know, it can be extremely ugly.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do now if you're in a situation where someone is cheating on you? Maybe your spouse, your husband or wife,
mm-hmm.
someone you've been committed to, you got children.
Well, even a friend can cheat on you by... Say, for instance, saying, I think this is a form of cheating, correct mm-hmm. me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. where they talk about somebody else in a bad sense and they know they hate you, but yet they're like good friends with them mm-hmm. and they come to you and they give you another face. Is that cheating?
Well, you can say that's emotional cheating. We've mm-hmm. talked about that before, right? You know,
right.
some kind of a betrayal, emotional betrayal. And definitely, you know, those things can definitely hurt. You know, mm-hmm. those things are powerful. But let's say you are in a real relationship. So this is a committed relationship, a marriage, whatever it is, and they do, you know, have sexual romantic encounter with someone else. What do you do? The first thing you do is don't blame yourself, because many times people do blame themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, something about me, I'm not attractive enough, I'm not good enough for that person, whatever it is, sexually, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they start to feel more inferior.
So they feel like it's their fault.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and that can be extremely debilitating, right? It can get you into yeah. depression. It can, you know, really destroy you in some ways, you know, emotionally.
Forget a boyfriend. I'm going to go buy 2 cats and 5 dogs.
Yeah, exactly. You don't yes. be a cat person.
Forget
right?
men. Men are bad.
Exactly. Or get a snake or something. Right?
Yeah, something. Dude, seriously, like a lot of people yes. are being cheated on, like mm. before they get back into the love cycle.
Right.
They go through a pet, right? That's like a tendency, right?
Yeah.
Like,
well, pet is unconditional love, right? We talked mm-hmm. about agape. You know, the pets give you the emotion, but obviously it's not the same as a human.
Yeah.
But again, you know, it's that pain, you know, that severe betrayal. But say, hey, look, what are the reasons why? Let's kind of analyze it logically. You know, now maybe, you know, some people are polyamorous. You've heard that phrase where mm-hmm. they sexually and romantically could be with other people. So possibly, right, you have mm-hmm. a partner like that.
But that, I think the key there is like to be honest from the get-go, right? Tell each other how you like right. to be loved or how you love or how you live your life, you know?
Exactly. And they did a study where they actually asked male and female about 50% each, you know, would you be in a more multiple sexual relationship? And about 9% said they would be open to it.
Yeah.
You can actually love more than one person. I mean, still a minority, you know,
right.
because the majority of people want a monogamous relationship. You know, yeah. they want to be loved, you know, by one person in a deep way. But you have to consider that possibility. Also, incompatibility. Maybe mm-hmm. you're just incompatible with this partner.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it is, like, you know, we know that based on the research I've done with love types, the book I wrote mm-hmm. and the other guy types, that female extroverts have the most problems with male introverts. Mm-hmm. So women that are more communicative and kind of in command of situations, and the male who's kind of quieter and, you know, goes along, mm-hmm. if they don't respect each other's style, he's going to think that she's a domineering woman, and mm-hmm. she's going to think that he's a wimp, right? He's mm-hmm. not, he's not a man. And that may, you know, induce them to actually go out and have sexual affairs, you know, because, you know, they're not happy in their relationship.
That kind of happened to me in a relationship. I was with a girl, and I remember from the get-go, I thought she was different, but her mask had not come off till the second right. time we came around.
Right.
And I realized that she wanted to be more of an alpha, and I wanted to be more of a romantic, and that yes. kind of turned off everything. And I was like,
right.
is this why things are failing? So I was a little bit confused back then, but now that you're putting it into perspective, it makes sense.
Yeah, well, you're a sensitive guy, right? You know, yes. always, you know, so you might have a more romantic inclination. She might be yeah. more cut and dry. You know, let's you know, have sex and watch the movie or something, right? You know, mm-hmm. where you want to cuddle and maybe talk romance or something. You know.
Well, in the beginning, I was like that. I was very cold, and then I right. turned into lovey-dovey, yes. and then she turned cold, and I'm
there
like,
you go.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, so some women don't like that, I mean, because it goes against their background, you know, their personality yeah. types and whatever they like. So again, I mean, that could be that reason, right? So mm-hmm. we don't really know. You know, people have sexual affairs for different reasons. It could be sexual, or maybe it is something about the relationship. Maybe the communication's mm-hmm. off. You know, there's other factors.
I got to go see a brujo doctor. You're not helping. No, just kidding.
Well, I am a brujo, but not really. So, I mean, all these factors really come into play. So, first of all, don't blame yourself. I
okay.
mean, you really thoroughly be logical about it. You know, look at the situation. Obviously, you can talk to your partner. I mean, you can go to therapy. You know, there
are different things. Do you think it's harder once kids are involved because you feel like, you know what, you failed at the marriage?
Yeah, I mean, there is that guilt, right? And mm-hmm. also, we've talked about the empty marriages where basically there's commitment only. They're still married, but they don't have the sex and they don't have the love, mm-hmm. right? And because they stay together for the children, or it could be for religious reasons, mm-hmm. or maybe even financial reasons. You know, divorce is extremely expensive.
Right.
So there are a lot of factors that go into play why they stick in the relationship. But, I mean, sometimes it can be salvaged. You know, the whole idea of, you know, a one-time affair, you know, may be able to be forgiven and worked on. But a lot of things have to take into consideration.
Mm-hmm.
First of all is, what kind of lover are you? I mean, we talked about this one time. Are you an agapic lover? Mm-hmm. Now, agapic means unconditional lover.
Forever and ever, I'll love you through thick and thin.
Yes, even if you cheat on me. And we mm-hmm. talked about this before that, you know, there's one time in my class, this lady actually said, I would forgive even if you cheated on me with my twin sister, which is extremely rare. Mm-hmm. And there are people that have that, you know, unconditional love for their partner, but the partner may not have that for them.
That's see? True.
And that's the problem. So ideally, you want to be matched equally in terms of your lover styles mm-hmm. with that person. Other people are more pragmatic. You know, they're very practical about things. Mm-hmm. They'll actually analyze, okay, well, he's a good lover. I'll give him 20 points for that.
Mm-hmm.
Good provider, 30 points, you know, 50 points. But he cheated on me. That's minus 95.
We're going to put him down the barrier.
He's finished, right? Or they might say, well, okay, cheating minus 45, but the good provider is plus 60.
Yeah.
I stay with him.
Okay. No, I used to have a girl that used to tell me, you know what? You're perfect, blah, blah, blah. It was mm-hmm. a perfect relationship for a couple of months.
Right.
And then towards the end, just because I didn't give her the attention and I talked to mm-hmm. other girls on social media because mm-hmm. I would express myself like, hi, thank you for the comment, blah, sure. blah. She took it as wrong. So mm-hmm. that turned into like the 95 negativity. And I'm like, dude,
yes.
she honestly felt right. like she was cheated on because I was responding to somebody on social media.
Right. So you're being professional in your work. Now, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that's an issue with you, right? You know, being a radio personality mm-hmm. in L.A., you have that situation, no, where mm-hmm. you get attention from, you know, maybe females,
mm-hmm.
but it's in a work capacity.
Yeah.
But how do the ladies take that? Is it difficult for your loved one to accept that?
It's been difficult for a lot of people that have been mm-hmm. in my life. And right. yeah, I've been a hoochie. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's hard. But I think with time, it's getting better because the way that I see it and the way that I picture it to them and paint it, I say, look, think about it like this. I have more to lose if I get involved mm-hmm. than anything to gain.
Ah, okay. So mm-hmm. that's a very logical, that's a very pragmatic perspective, right? Mm-hmm. That's kind of analyzing the cost and the benefit mm-hmm. of the relationship. You know, I mean, if I have a great relationship, you know, there's a great benefit, right? You know, mm-hmm. I have love, you know, sexual fulfillment, you know, communication and intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
If I go out and have a little fun, you know, I may lose that, right?
That's true.
So what is the cost versus the benefit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's another way to look at it, you know? So, I mean, you're coming from the old perspective, right? You know, changing today. The other thing is, okay, now, so let's figure out, okay, who I'm a certain kind of lover, you know, I'm a spiritual lover, I'm a practical lover, whatever it is, they're a certain kind of lover. Do I stay with a person now? This is the question, okay, after everything that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are factors, right? There are children, the religious reasons, maybe it's a one-time thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever happened, right? Or maybe it's a repeated thing, okay?
But can people change after they go through therapy if it's like a notorious cheater?
Well, notorious, that's the question. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. why are they doing it? Some people are sexually addicted, you know, compulsive. Mm-hmm. We talked about the love addict.
Yeah.
You know? Now, some people, because of their brain chemistry, they need excitement.
Mm-hmm.
They have a high need for adrenaline, right? Mm-hmm. So they need to have that idea of rushing and getting around. Sometimes even being caught or the potential of being caught makes it more exciting for them.
So that's the chemical imbalance altogether?
It could be, yeah. I mean, so that could be genetic, you know, so that could be more difficult to change, you know. I mean, therapy can help, you know, mm-hmm. and there's maybe some you know, medication they can take, mm-hmm. you know. But overall, those are more challenging ideas. But let's
watch, doctor, I'm sorry to interrupt. Somebody's going to come out and say, this is disability. I want my money from the state. You know, man, I'm a cheater. I can't stop.
Exactly. Man. Yeah, I'm a love addict cheater and give me my pension. No, yeah. It doesn't work that way.
I thought you were going to sign a paper right now, doctor.
Be come nice. On. Well, you want some paperwork? Or?
No. Somebody I know.
Okay. Yeah, but see, that's the important thing. I mean, do you stay? And that's a very difficult decision, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you've been so betrayed. You've been hurt. You know, the bond has been broken. No, it can be repaired. You know, I've talked to mm-hmm. people that, you know, they have overcome cheating, you know, one time, two time, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Now, the question is, again, why do they cheat? You know, you have to look at, is it a sexual compulsion? Is it the love addiction? Is it, lack of attention? You know, mm-hmm. they were working different sides of the country. You know, I mean, they're
or back. Is it a trophy thing? You know, I'm doing it because I have this beautiful person in front of me.
Yeah, whatever my reason. So, I mean, and do you still love the person you're with? I mean, are mm-hmm. there still a lot of advantages to being with that person? You know, can you rekindle the relationship? Mm-hmm. Can you rekindle the fire in the bedroom, right? You know, can you try, you know, sex
this
therapy?
Person became boring. They don't mm-hmm. excite me anymore.
Exactly. Or they don't do stuff the other person does sexually or psychologically, mm-hmm. right? So things can be worked on in therapy. I mean, there are a lot of, you know, good therapists, you know, that mm-hmm. deal with couples, you know, the whole sex and love therapy. And then from there you go, okay, wait a minute. All right. I need to forgive this person, right? Mm-hmm. To a certain extent, right? But I'm not going to necessarily forget, you know, I'm going to hold them accountable for what they did, right? And, you know that, you know, I don't mm-hmm. want this to happen again. But move on, right? Move on, but at the same time, you know, what's going to happen, right?
A lot of people cannot do that. They say they are. And, oh, the cheater didn't take out the trash. Look at the cheater. There he didn't go. Turn off the lights.
Exactly. Yeah, they label them and all. Yeah, but that again.
That has happened.
Exactly. That's mm-hmm. resentment, right? But, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, if you really want to do this, you got to really forget. It has to be a clean slate.
Yeah.
You know, but still being conscious of the situation. But to say at some point, to say it's not going to work, right? You're right. You know, she cheated on you, machine 10 times, right? With 10 different guys. They're all your best mm-hmm. friends, right? Okay. Not going to change, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're done. Okay, so now you leave the person. Okay, now the relationship is done. What now? Now, number one, Nachin, you don't want to go back to that person sexually or romantically, which a lot of people do, right? They get mm-hmm. lonely, right? And they say, oh, let me go back one more time. Let's mm-hmm. work it out. But it just reopens the wounds.
Yeah.
You know, and then you're attached to that person. And we know the hormone oxytocin, right, which is released when you have sex, which is a bonding emotion, right? Mm-hmm. So actually you become more bonded the more you have sex with a person mm-hmm. Through the hormone. So you don't want to do that because, you know, your idea is to break clean, right, mm-hmm. and leave that person, you know, and just start fresh.
Just cut it off and that's it. I didn't believe in that thing where you said about the hormones. Mm-hmm. Well, a girl once told me, she said, you know that women get attached to men because we smell this while we make love and we get it into our systems. And I thought it was just a fantasy of hers. But now that you're saying it's a scientific thing.
Yeah, definitely. There's research. Like, wow. Yeah, research now. You know, even petting an animal, it releases that oxytocin hormone. Yeah. Right. That's why you talked about bonding with animals. Right.
Yeah.
You know, the loving feeling. Right. Uh-huh. So it happens as well, you know, in sex especially. Oh. So, again, you don't want to go back to that feeling. The other thing is you want to create the what we call the empty space. We talked about this before. Right. The mm-hmm. open space where, you know, you want to attract the ideal partner. Whether you want to visualize what they look like, what they mm-hmm. you know, sound like and feel like, you know, you can start doing that. And don't rush into a new relationship. Because many times people do that, mm-hmm. right? They want to fill in that empty space immediately with another person, the rebound.
I did that for years, doctor. And I think now you're hitting it on the nail top because I was trying to go from one relationship to the other, trying to find the original cheater and other people. And they had one quality, but then I would cheat on that one because they didn't have enough. And I was just digging another hole to cover another hole.
Exactly, yeah. And you know, the pain that you're trying to cover up becomes more pain mm-hmm. because now you break up with a new person. Mm-hmm. So that's the problem that people get into. So the key is to, you know, take a little space. You know, take a week, 2 weeks. I think I even asked you this. Mm-hmm. I remember on one radio show we did a while back. Mm-hmm. Nachin, could you take a love break? Mm-hmm. I think you said one about for 5 days or something.
Yeah, that's how lonely I was.
That was years ago, right?
Yeah, that was years ago, because now, I've actually did that. I took time off for myself, and I had to heal. I had to see how things were, and now I feel like, you know what, I became in love with myself, and that was the lack of it, because I was looking for that justification with somebody else, the partner.
Yeah, we have to, you know, love ourselves, or, you know, higher power, or whatever, you know, something, it could be our children, or mm-hmm. something, you know, we have to fill our hearts with love on our own first, okay, and then once we do that, then we can resonate outward, you know, and attract that person that does resonate mm-hmm. with us, you know, the love partner. And that's something that people need to realize and learn.
I think, you know what, if you look at it like in simple terms, kind of like a superhero, like a cartoon character, love is like a power. You get it, you fill it up, but within your own brain. And like that, you can shoot that power out to somebody else just by being that.
Definitely. You love those superheroes, I can tell, right?
No, sometimes.
Spider-Man, I guess? I was
more into Rambo.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're looking for something special. You know, we're looking for something otherworldly, you know? Maybe you talk about, you know, these superheroes. But, I mean, being a hero in your own life, right, you know, to your children, you know, to your friends, to anyone around you, and then from there resonate and find the right person. But, again, cheating, you know, can create pain, right? It can create, you know, a lot of darkness, you know? So the key is, you know, discover who you are inside, you know, and then attract the person who will be loyal to you. Be loyal to yourself, you know, be true to yourself. And you often mention this, right?
Yeah.
Honesty is the best policy.
And also change of direction. Let your ship take you to another land, meaning like start going somewhere else. Like if you're used to being in the same area, the same demographic, try to get out. You know, say, for instance, if you live in, you know, downtown, go to the west, go to the east, go try different areas, different food, and you'll find out that that's a different world out there, not just the little world you were stuck in.
And even date different kind of people, maybe people from different cultures, different race, different religion, you know, who knows, yeah? You might find someone that you never thought you'd be attracted to who is your actual soulmate because there's something unique about them, right? Something that attracts you.
That's when you get into the problem of religion. Some people don't want to cross the line. It's intense. But I mean, to each his own. What we're saying here is look for the best option.
I mean, religion is an interesting topic. I mean, but there are people that can be co-religious, you know? I mean, they just raise their children and expose them to different religions, you know? But I think the spirituality is another factor, you know?
Yeah.
Because many times a spiritual person will resonate better with the spiritual person, whatever that spiritualness is. And someone who's not also the same. But you're right, you know, compatibility is very important. You know, you got to have that compatibility. And we talk about the dating masquerade, right? The events we're going to put on where people have a mask on and, you know, we have a little personality thing on them so they can know each other from the inside out. And that's really the key.
Well, if they want to know about our future events, they can log on to your websites. We have actually two websites, right?
Right. We have lovetype.com, L-O-V-E-T-Y-P-E.com. They can take the quiz and figure out their love personality. Also, guidetypes.com, which is the update version. And also they can discover who their guide type is, if they're females, and find the right person. And, of course, we have the new show coming up, A Date with Love. And do you want to get those details now?
Or? Definitely. You know what? We're going to be having a date with love with Alex, Dr. Alex Avila, best-selling author, man. He has four books out in the market. You guys can check them out. And we're going to be at a bookstore in Uptown Whittier. It's called Half Off Books, Friday, July 28th at 7 p.m. And for more info, they can actually call 562-945-6708. And the address, you want to give it out? It's at the bottom?
6708 Greenleaf Avenue, Whittier. And, you know, it's going to be a fun event because we're going to have actually complimentary wine and cheese. We're going to have a little, it's going to be like a little mixer. We're going to talk about love and relationships. And then we're going to have a little, what we'll call a love seat. We're going to invite people from the audience to come up and ask us anything they want to ask us about relationships and their personal life. We're going to answer the questions. It's going to be a live podcast.
Exactly. So we're going to record a live episode so we can later air it. But the thing is, if, say, for instance, if you're cool, everything's 100% in your love life, but you know somebody that is not, bring them over. And let's help them out because Dr. Alex Avila is going to be, you know, taking the cases live there, and we're going to be digesting everything together.
Definitely. Even a married couple. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. I mean, you can make new friends, you know. So the key is a community event, but also a transformational thing. And we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to laugh a lot, and we're going to learn a lot of things.
Definitely. If you guys have any more questions, you can send us an email. What's the email address?
It's a love type, L-O-V-E-T-Y-P-E, the number four, letter U, at AOL.com.
Or call Half Off Books at 562-945-6708 in Uptown Whittier, 6708 Greenleaf Avenue in Whittier, California. A Date with Love. Yours truly, Nachin and Dr. Alex Avila, Friday, July 28th at 7 p.m. We're going to be talking and having a conversation about love.
That sounds great. Invite your friends, and we'll see you there and have some fun.
Definitely. Till the next one.